Greetings and salutations to one and all, wherever you are listening. It may be on the Gautrain, in your car, ebhasini noma etaxini, and you may even be in the comfort of your home or well at the office. I welcome you all to your favorite podcast, Sport Live with PBK. Well, the Springboks gave us a squeaky bum time and nail-biting moments in that 22-21 victory over Argentina at Ellis Park. They have three warm-up matches before they attempt to become the second team to win a back-to-back World Cup championship, and that is a record currently held by the All Blacks of New Zealand. Well, in that regard, hope springs eternal. And we shift focus now from the oval ball to the round-shaped football. The Springboks induced the stress did not last long, simply because the girls, the golden girls, the African champions, Banyana Banyana, gave us something to shout about, something to celebrate, as they finally, for the first time, became the first South African football team in all group categories and also in all genders. Banyana Banyana made history by becoming first South African football national team to qualify for the second round of the World Cup. Desiree Ellis, Thembi Kgatlana, Hilda Magaia, Jermaine, I'm talking about Bamban, I'm talking about the whole squad. Our girls have made us very proud in a South Africa that is dealing with so much ills. There is something that all of us can smile about and shout about, no matter what happens against the Netherlands, who lost in the final to the USA in 2019 at the World Cup. Our girls have made a mark and they've given a big boost and a salute to women football. I know very well that you, just like me, are salivating for a mouth-watering DStv Premiership season. Well, the clock is ticking as the countdown continues to the start of a brand new Premier Soccer League season, and we definitely need something that is going to warm us up in this very cold winter. Ah! Six-time winners Mamelodi Sundowns and the reigning champions will get the ball rolling when they lock horns against Nedbank Cup finalist Isekhukhune. And the Brazilians prepared and went to pitch their tent in the Netherlands to prepare for the new campaign, and they got off the ground with a 2-2 draw with Belgian top-flight side Gent, and they also won 1-0 against Dutch side Go Ahead Eagles, and well, and emphatic and thumping of a Dutch side Sparta Rotterdam, and that was a 4-1 victory for Amasantawana, and they wrapped up their Dutch tour with a 2-1 victory over another Eerste Divisie side, NAC Breda. It's going to start. The season is coming as you are listening here on Sport Live with BBK, and you can bet your last randela that Gavin Hunt, the SuperSport United coach and four-time PSL champion coach, will aim to do better than the third place finish of last season. Hunty, as is affectionately known, who last got his hands on the league title with the now defunct Bidvest Wits in 2016, told me that Matsatsanta Apitori are on the hunt. See what I did there? For at least one more trophy this season. He also says that South African League is abnormal.
The new season is here.
Yeah, we're excited. Every year you're excited.
Yeah. I saw how you put things together last season.
Last minute.
In the last minute, yeah.
We're doing the last minute again.
You're doing the last minute again.
Players are coming in this week, last week, Thursday, Friday. So it's difficult. 1 week before the season starts. Very difficult.
But you've got Fulhaman.
Terrence, we've got Igatora. Yeah, those ones make a big difference.
You know? Yeah.
Magaman's obviously outright with us now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they make a big difference.
You're gathering all your children. Tyson is there.
Yeah, but those are the ones that are only for free, available.
Yeah.
If we had to buy them. Tyson, he was player of the season last year for us.
Sure.
He won the trophy. So, he's still got in him.
There's one more competition, Carling. There's also
Fantastic.
Another competition, CAF, Confed Cup.
More games the better.
Yeah.
It's not the games.
Yeah.
It's the travelling.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, have you seen what's happening with us? Polokwane, so it's going to be very difficult for us.
But now, when you look at the level of competition, in your experience as Kevin Hunt, who I knew before the grey hair, who I know as a player, now we are a grandpa.
1980.
The level of competition, in your honest, brutal, honest opinion, in the PSL.
I think there's a lot of teams that are very similar. And on any given day, anybody beat anybody. Where before, you would have your top three, four teams always beating the bottom teams quite regular. And I think the bottom teams can win. So you go into a game, and it's no, this home ground advantage and all that, that doesn't count anymore.
Sure.
Because people move stadiums and it's playing here, one
teams
week
are
there.
Nomads.
So it's abnormal. So African league is abnormal. And I mean, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean, it's abnormal because teams move home grounds, provinces. Imagine, say, Manchester City, you're going to play in London next week. That's what happens in Africa. Yeah. So teams move from Joburg playing Durban. We move from Joburg, we go to Polokwane, PE. Teams move home games to Cape Town from Joburg a couple of seasons. So it's abnormal here. It doesn't sit well with me that.
Also abnormal.
And that's why you don't, people, oh, there's no fans in the stadiums. Well, I think that's a big reason because you can't build fan bases because, you know, people want to sit in the same seat every second week when their team plays at home. But here in South Africa, that's why it's an abnormal league. That's why teams beating teams upsets because it's not home.
Yeah.
It's not home. And home, you know, that home ground advantage is gone in South Africa.
It's also
that's
abnormal.
Why I think it's the league is so topsy-turvy.
It's also abnormal that you have teams who are not able to beat one team for six seasons, only one team dominating. Forget the money. In terms of play, what do we do?
Well, you're not going to be the best players. You ask Pep Guardiola, he'll tell you. The reason why he won Champions League is he signed the best players.
Yeah.
He signed Haaland, who scores 50 goals.
Yeah.
As simple as that. When he was at Bayern Munich, when he went by Lewandowski, when he was at Messi. So you sign the best players, you got more of a chance than teams who got inferior players.
Is this you conceding that you're not going to be able to topple Sundowns?
No, you never concede. It's not about conceding. It's about being realistically... What the actual facts is, the team's won the league now 6-7 years in a row. So it'll be very difficult for the rest of us to... You can win a cup. You'll win a cup. But to win a league, league's the most important thing for me. And cups are nice, you know, but the league, that's a true reflection of where your team is. And I think it's going to be very difficult to ask because they've strengthened their team even more now. They've got certainly, you know, players in areas that can really make a big difference, you know, when other ones are not ready.
And that was Kevin Hunt, who I'm sure is actually rubbing his hand in glee, looking to get off the ground and get the season going. And phansi kwesikama Minzela isigodi, Orlando Bucks boss Jose Ribeiro and his Robbers sailed to Spain for a preseason camp in Marbella. Ribeiro, who won the MTN 8 Nedbank Cup in his maiden season, told me that he was satisfied with the Spain invasion and where Pirates beat Israel's side, Maccabi Tel Aviv 1-0. There was a lot of controversy going on with that. And also they emerged 3-1 winners against Ecuador side Independiente Tavale before rounding off their tour with a goalless draw with UD Las Palmas. You will know that UD Las Palmas is a team that's just been newly promoted to La Liga and they will be campaigning against your Barcelonas and Real Madrids of that country this season. Ribeiro though would like nothing more than adding a fifth PSL title to the cabinet and shared his thoughts with me on the coming season.
Coach Jose, welcome. New season upon us. Two trophies last season. We're looking at Orlando Pirates going to Spain. Of course, it was your influence. You come from Spain. You talked about this being a place for football where you guys went. Just tell us where you went and why that particular thing.
Well, we had the opportunity to spend 12 days in Marbella. There's a company that provides the possibility to do a proper pre-season for every club around the world. It used to be busy with top European clubs and also clubs from South America, Asia, and now also from South Africa, which is a positive thing. I think overall, the most important it was the feedback that we got from the people there around. They were really surprised about the level of our team, the level of our boys, the rhythm of the South African football, and also the professional behavior of our guys. All the feedback that we got from the people around was very positive, so it helps also for our players to be more confident for the future, to understand that they can push even a bit more themselves in order to be the competitive team that we want to be here.
What is it about the place that you say so many teams from Europe have gone to play? What does it provide?
It provides what a professional football team requires. Provide top fields, football fields with football grass, football gyms with the proper equipment to make sure that you can do the proper job, proper nutrition, rest, everything it's made for a professional football team. So there's nothing really fancy. They don't paint the trees in different colors, to make it looks better.
Yeah, but it's not Disneyland.
Yeah, what you need is what you get.
Yeah,
and you get it on time. You get it in a proper shape, and that's what we need as a professional teams, as a professional football club. So it was a nice experience for the guys to experience a different type of environment and facilities, and I think that it was positive for everyone.
So you broke your virginity, as it were, with South African football last season. You were able to deliver two trophies.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to play two extra competitions this season in the Black Label as well as the Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going through at four. Earlier on, you said to me, it is mandatory for Orlando Pirates to play as well as they can until the last game. It's going to be a heavy load.
It's going to be different. We need to. It's going to be different for myself also. I'm a rookie in the continental competition, so
yes.
I do learn as much as possible from the past seasons. About trying to understand what the team can experience in this type of games, especially when we play away. And the expectations are high, the motivation to go through that competition is high in our group. But at the same time, we cannot forget our domestic league. We really want to fight until the last game. We know that nobody, I think, can dream to win the league with a huge advantage. If we want to challenge the current champion, we need to be consistent. We need to understand that we need to fight for every single point, because they are not used to drop many points. And that's the key for us, that we can be only thinking in the next game. It doesn't matter if it's a Netbank game, if it's a CAF game, if it's a league game. We're going to approach the games with the same intention and especially with the same ambition.
Finally, when we last spoke, you were raving about Terence. I thought that Terence was going to be an important player for you going to all these four competitions. What happened?
I just wish all the best to Terence. It was nice to have the opportunity to work with him, but nowadays he's a super sport player, so there's nothing to say about that.
What happened when Terence was a Pirates player?
We all know what happened.
And then what happened that led to Terence leaving Pirates?
That's not a question for me, I think.
And that was the Pirates coach, the man who wants to play the PSL like the Spanish guitar. And when South Africans think Derby Day, they think gold and black and white colors of Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. That's what springs to mind. But I tell you what, another derby is cooking in the Cape and has all the ingredients of being a spicy and saucy serving. You may want to look at your calendar and circle that date. It is September 30. Why, do you ask? Because that is the date of a delightful derby in prospect, when Cape Town City, the Citizens, will be squaring up against the Cape Town Spurs. Well, Cape Town Spurs boss, as well as that of Cape Town City, this is John Committees as well as Ari Esfato. Hey, these guys, they used to be tighter than tongue and saliva, man, I tell you. But nowadays, that relationship resembles that of a snake and the mongoose, and there will be no quota given when they clash in the Cape Derby. The two teams have met four times in the past, and Cape Town City won all the encounters. The two by Benny McCarthy, May Massacand in the 18 area, and the other two by Eric Tinkler, who presided over the half of those victories. Well, when I caught up with Tinkler, he told me that no one competed against Sundowns last season, and he says that his ambitious chairman committees wants the citizen to give Sundowns a run for their money, and adds that the clash against Spurs is a match that both committees tells him straight up, Tinky, you cannot afford to lose this one.
But this is the game of football.
Yes.
You said it's the real derby. It is back. Cape Town City, Cape Town Spurs. Mm. You know, what does this mean for Cape Town? I know you are a Liverpool boy.
No, massive. Because I remember my experience in my first season, you know, at Cape Town City. You know, at DHL Charles Stadium.
Yeah.
15,000 spectators, which normally you wouldn't get that for any other game locally. Yes. I don't think we get that for Stellenbosch, you know, but for Cape Town Spurs, you'll get a big crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of followers of Cape Town Spurs, as well as a lot of followers of Cape Town City. So those are the two big city clubs, in my opinion, and historic clubs, you know, and... So, yeah, and a spectacle.
Yeah.
Fantastic spectacle to go watch.
Yeah. What does John say to you? Does he say, hey, I'm not losing to
Ireland? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it is exactly as you said.
Yeah.
This is it's a game that you cannot lose. Mm. It's about the bragging rights.
Mm.
You know, and you don't want to lose. Because if you lose, you make sure you hide. You make sure you hide.
Yeah.
And an important game for the football aspect, but also for the two families.
Yes. Tell me more.
No, I think the two families, everybody knows about the history, you know, but passion. It's about passion. They're both passionate people.
Mm.
So it's about that. And that's what football is about. It's about passion, showing your loyalty to your team and your club and wanting to see your club succeed and thrive, you know. So both are successful businessmen.
Yeah. Do you see the rivalry between the two extending to you and Sean Bartlett on the field?
It extends naturally, you know, because it's about the football.
Mm.
It's about the club.
Mm.
And the club holding the bragging rights until the next derby, you know. So That's always been, you know, even my first year, I remember meeting with John and John saying, Coach, this is one we can't lose.
Sure.
And, you know.
And they've lost four times to Cape Town City.
Yes.
How many of those games were you in charge of?
Two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah, I was in charge of two of them.
Yeah.
Yes. I think Benny was in charge of the other two.
The other one, yeah.
But the ball is round. It can turn.
Sure.
So we've got to be on our toes.
Moving on to the entire season. It's been 6 years. It's been 6 years of success for Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yeah.
The league must be renamed Mamelodi TSTV Premiership. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but you guys are going through a fight. Are you looking at a space where now Cape Town City are saying, if not the league, then one of the two competitions, which is going to be the Carling as well as the Netflix. Or three, MTN 8 as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, us as a club, we're a very ambitious club. Like I said, I have a very ambitious owner who has a lot of self-belief in himself, in his business, and his expectation is that me as the coach, us as the technical team, our players have that same belief.
Yeah.
And he believes we can compete against Mamelodi Sundowns.
Mm.
And that's going to be our objective. Can we compete against them?
Mm.
I don't think anybody competed against them last season. But this season, we're going to try. We're going to try and push ourselves higher than what we did last season. We analyzed our season and said to the players that, listen, you go to four or five of your matches that had you collected maximum points, you would have been a lot closer to Mamelodi Sundowns.
and you show them exactly why they dropped those points. And it's all small margins. It's small mistakes that if you can fix and turn those draws or losses into wins, then you're getting a lot closer to Mamelodi Sundowns, you know? So as much as I can say of it, financially they're way above any other club here in South Africa, which is a fact. If we just make small improvements in terms of our game, we can compete.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Singla.
Well, that animosity, if you like, between the bosses of City and Spurs will spill onto the field most definitely, and that's going to be seeing Eric Tinkler squaring up against his counterpart at Spurs, and that is Sean Bartlett.
What's up, BBK?
Good, and you?
I'm all good.
Congratulations,
man.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
You were a player 30 years ago. I was telling someone, and then strange enough, said it at this day. Yeah. Look at me, I'm great. That's why I remember.
I know. You've been around. Yeah.
Cool. It's best.
Yeah.
It's Ari versus John.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of history there. But for me as a coach, it's not to get involved.
No, sure.
I prepare my players the best possible way, and we focus on what we have to do.
Yeah.
This is a game of results. If I don't get results, then I won't be in a job. So I think that for me is more important than anything else. What happens off the field, that's another thing. So we're just looking forward to the DStv Premiership, the first game with Galaxy, and moving on from there. You know, I think looking at our first five games, I think we've got a very good start. But like I indicated, every game is tough. But you know what we did last season as a club, well, especially me, I said to the players, we have to prioritize home games, conditions, fans behind you as support. Get as many points as possible, because we never know what you're going to get away from home.
What does this mean for Cape Town? Yeah. Cape Town Spurs, Cape Town City, Stellenbosch. But mainly Cape Town. What does this mean for Sean Bartlett, who came from Cape Town and went to play football overseas, played for Bafana Bafana, just one behind Benni McCarthy as the all-time goal scorer? What does this mean? What does it signify for Cape Town?
I think for me as an individual, firstly, it's probably the biggest achievement as a coach, you know, getting a club promoted that I played for. For Cape Town itself, I think everybody's been crying for this team to be back in the top flight of football. Cape Town Spurs is a brand we know. It goes way back to the 70s even, you know, before I played in the early 90s. So it's something that I think our people on the Cape Flats especially has been looking forward to a lot. They want to support the team. They want to come out to Athlone Stadium. That's synonymous with Cape Town Stadium. It's obviously recently now DHL Stadium or Cape Town Stadium has been erected, but Athlone Stadium has been, you know, where football were played before. So for me, is to bring back that pride. Every game, not just the derbies that we're going to play against Stellenbosch and Cape Town City. Every game that we're going to play at that stadium is going to be about pride and getting results.
Good luck, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is always back, giving you a full serving of Sports Live with the PBK. And that's been that for that edition. And sizohlangana emagrawundini bafowethu. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review and subscribe for free on Iono FM and Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also find us or follow us on all social media platforms at Sport Live with BBK. Is a Times Live production, and our producer is the one and only Demi. Not Demi Moore, but Demi Buzo. And I've been your host, BBK. Until the next time, we will catch each other on BBK Unplugged 99 on Twitter, or BBK Unplugged on Instagram, as well as BBK Gorgeous on Facebook. Second half.